One of my favorite books. First Corinthians, wrote to the church at Corinth, chapter 4. I'm going to read just one verse because it says it so clear. 1 Corinthians chapter 4. Such an important verse of Scripture, folks. We all need to get this nailed down. In fact, the Church of Jesus Christ needs this verse desperately today in this modern 21st century. Chapter 4 of 1 Corinthians, and let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. And here's our verse. Moreover, it is required, folks. That a man be found faithful. It's not a suggestion. It's not a could be. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. Did you know every person in the world is a steward of God? Every person. Did you know that? Everybody is accountable to God for what God allows in your life. Makes no difference who you are, where you live at. Everything. You're not responsible for what somebody else has. You're responsible for what God brings into your life. And we all got to give an account to it. None of us can't be proud of how smart we are. You know where you got your smarts? God gave them to you. You might think you're smarter than somebody else. Well, you might be. But then you're more accountable to God for how you use your smarts. What was it Job said? For we brought nothing into the world. Gonna take nothing out. Boy, I tell you what, God stripped us, didn't he? God stripped us, didn't he, folks? So, whatever God has allowed, your talents, your gifts, your opportunities, your possessions, they all belong to the Lord. And we're going to have to give an account to the Lord. And there's one of the parables that teaches that very clearly. I'm not going to that today. But I'm just prefacing our thoughts with the command to be faithful, as Paul gives to the church at Corinth. Now, why would he give this church, a church, this message? Because this was a church full of baby, selfish, sinful Christian people. That's why he gave it to them. They had all kind of problems in that church at Corinth. They were worldly. And Paul actually wrote two letters, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, to the church at Corinth. There had been a lot of idol worship there. And they come out of idolatry. And we now had formed this church in Corinth. So moreover, it's required in stewards, and everybody's a steward, that a man be found faithful, because we're going to be judged one day by the one who has gave us everything that we have. After we reach the age of accountability, we are stewards. So let me ask you some questions this morning. How faithful are you on your job? You know, I've worked in plants and other places. And you know, I've seen the people that were not dependable. I've seen the people that did a lousy job on the job. Mr. Chavis, you built my building. Remember that guy y'all had that weren't worth 2 cents? That's going on all the time. Unfaithful. You know, he, like others, you got to face God one day. Did you serve your employer like you're supposed to? How faithful are you as a husband? Boy, we got a lot of problems with the men nowadays, don't we? A lot of them have took the position of a husband, but they're not married. You know what I'm saying? Boy, it's going to be bad, isn't it, brother? Sometimes you see them on the news or Facebook or somewhere, they got 15 or 20 young'uns by 14 or 15 wives, yet they're not married, but they've took that position. Now, they might laugh, you know, about all, you know. But, hey, listen, one day the laughing is going to be over. Because you're faithful. You're required to be faithful. How faithful are you as a wife? I don't believe God could give me a better wife than the one He gave me. I just can't believe it sometimes. I'm a spoiled brat. I'm serious. I don't care what time he calls me, I can go with him. I don't even have to ask her. Sure it is. But you know the reason for that? She knows I'm not up to something ill. You got to be right yourself. Right? You got to be trustworthy yourself. So wives, it's required you be faithful too. Don't be a nag. The Bible talks about the nagging wives, don't it? Say it's better for the man to get on the housetop. Amen. Amen. How faithful as a single person? We got anybody single here today? Yeah. Okay, how faithful? You got to be faithful as a single person. Old Michael over there shot his hand up, but he may not get no dinner. He may have less hair tomorrow. Amen. You got to be faithful as a single person. We're going to be judged as to how faithful we are, folks. And we studied in our Sunday school lesson about the law. And the law is to tell us what God says, don't you do this. And you're supposed to do this. And that's just to help us to understand rights and wrongs. There's no salvation in the law. It just points out how easy we can sin against our Creator. Being faithful is determined by the choices we make. We decide if we're going to be faithful. Did you hear what I said? We decide if I'm going to be faithful. Am I going to live as a husband so my wife can trust me all the time? Or am I going, I might be a little sleazy. We better be careful, folks. Be honest. Be trustworthy. Be faithful. It's a command to be faithful as stewards. Because we're all responsible people. God has not sent us into this world and turned us loose and told us to do what we want to do, how we want to, and when we want to. It's required, and it's to every single person that's in the world. I tell you what, Judgment Day is going to be a very solemn day, folks. Even at the judgment seat of Christ where we'll be at. It's going to be a soft. The Bible says we can be ashamed. We can be ashamed if we hadn't lived like we're supposed to as Christians. And John says you don't want to be ashamed when you meet him. Let me ask you something else. How faithful are you reading your Bible? Oh, preacher, don't ask me that. I'm too busy. I don't have time. Don't you look at me, wife. How faithful are you getting your Bible down, reading it? Is the questions getting too pointed? Did you know the Bible is God talking to us? Did y'all hear me? The Bible is God talking to us. If God was to come stand here today, he wouldn't say anything but what's out there. How faithful are you praying? Do you pray when that car is about to hit you? Is that on it? How faithful about praying? Bible tells us to pray all the time. What about, do you pray for other people? Or is it all your prayers me, 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 me? We're to pray for other people. Look at our bulletin, on the back of our bulletin. At all the needs for prayer, folks. Right there for you to look at, to know about. These needs prayer. These people need your prayers, church. Your prayers are important for these people, for these needs. And it's required that we be faithful. We've already established God has told us in his word we're all stewards. That's required. Be faithful. Some of the things we need to be faithful to is praying. Praying for other people. Like I said, we walked into Miss Rosemary's room yesterday. She was a little bit better mood. The other day when we were there, I mean, it's just heart-wrenching. And you know what's so bad? To walk down them long halls and look in them rooms and see the pitiful faces of people without hope. Boy, you got something to thank God for. You're not there yet. You're not there yet. Better be praying for them that's there. Amen. That God might be merciful enough to spare you. Yes, Amen? Praise God. Please, God, don't let me have to be there. How faithful are you to your church? Look at the names on the church roll here and everywhere else. Names that never support the church, never see them, never hear from them, but they joined the church because they were going to serve the Lord there. It's pitiful, brothers, sisters. It's pitiful. Did you know the law says it's required that a steward be faithful? The Lord ordained the local church. He ordained it that we can come together and learn about Him and worship Him and praise Him and just adore Him and thank Him. He's provided salvation for us to keep us out of hell. Amen. But even more so, you know what is more important than being out of hell? He wants us in heaven with Him. He wants to show us all His glory. And He wants to show it forever. It ain't limited for a weekend. It's going to be forever. And there won't be any stagnation there seeing the same thing over and over, brother. Amen. It's going to be something new all the time going on. How faithful are you to your church? Supporting it. Praying for it. Trying to get others to be a part of it. I was supposed to have a visitor here today. I don't know why. I can ask people to come, and they're going to meet me here. I never see them. I never see them. But they're going to meet me here. We all want faithful friends, don't we? Don't you want your friends to be faithful to you? Dependable? Jesus is that faithful friend you can depend on, folks. Amen. Amen. Jesus won't ever let you down. He won't ever gossip about you. Jesus is a faithful friend who will never leave you or forsake you. What a friend. Jesus is a friend that understands, folks. He understands you. He understands me. Jesus is the most faithful friend you will ever have. You can always depend on Him. I was reading this article yesterday about the people over in North Korea. You know what some of the missionaries are doing now to get Bibles to North Korea? This is genius, folks. They're filling balloons full of helium, and when they catch the wind right, they release them, and those balloons go over North Korea, and then they come down for the people. Sometimes they got little, what's those little sticks of information, what do you call them? You put in a computer to put the information on?
A phone drive.
Phone drives, yeah. Thank you. Somebody knows something. Little phone drives. They put the Bible on a phone drive, put it in a balloon, let it fly over. They got all kind of ingenious ways they're getting Bibles into North Korea. But listen, here's the downside. That weren't the downside. The downside is if the North Koreans officials saw someone pick up a Bible or tract or anything like that, they put them into prison camp, labor camps. So they had to be very careful about getting those things. But people are still trying to get the Bible to the North Koreans, and there's a lot of people being saved in North Korea. But they're trying to keep that kind of quiet. God says we are to be faithful. God even says it's required we be faithful. The Bible gives us many followers of Jesus who were faithful even to their very death as they served the Savior. All you got to do is read through the scriptures from the Old Testament through the New. People that loved the Lord God Almighty, many of them lost their life serving the living God. About all the prophets was killed. About all of them. Martyred. In the New Testament, we know all the disciples were martyred except John, the apostle. And tradition says they put him in a pot of boiling water or boiling oil. Somehow he survived it. Lived to be 90, 95 years of age. But they kept serving the Lord, folks. They kept serving the Lord because they believe in the resurrected Lord. They saw him die on a cross, and then after he arose, they witnessed him for a number of occasions. They knew Christ had conquered death. He was the Lord. There is even a chapter in the book of Hebrews that tells us of many of the heroes of the faith. So people can be faithful if they will commit themselves to their Lord and Savior. You can be faithful. People today say, well, you know, I've been trying to quit smoking. I just can't quit. You can. All you got to do is decide you're not going to smoke no more. That's all it is. I was on 4 packs a day, a pipe and 2 cigars a day. I quit cold turkey. You can quit if you want to. It's a matter of what you decide. What do you decide? What do you want? If you are not faithful, it's not because you cannot be faithful. It's because you don't want to be faithful. You've got some little sin you're holding on to. Selfishness. But did you know all your time is God's time and he can take you out at any second? God is faithful. In Deuteronomy 7:9, one of my favorite books, know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God. Listen to this. The faithful God. Amen? Which keepeth covenants and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. God is faithful. And every promise in this book, God will keep it and be faithful to keep it. Every promise. He's a faithful God. If God says, I'll save you, he'll save you if you trust his Son. God says, I'll provide your needs if you'll trust him. Oh, the people today, just like this crowd we have that came out here this morning. You know what their problem is? It wasn't they didn't have money. They weren't in contact with the provider.
Just mixed up.
Mixed up. Led astray.
Amen.
Deceived. God takes care if we trust Him. In 1 Thessalonians 5:24, another great book, folks. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. God said he saved you. Amen? You know what he's going to do? He's going to save you. He's going to keep saving you. And one day you are going to be saved and be in heaven because he saved you one day. He's faithful. You're not going to lose your salvation if you've been saved. The word saved means saved. Amen. Oh, the people that needs to understand English sometime. That's in churches today. Here's a promise from the Lord. But the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. 2 Thessalonians 3:3. If we'll live for the Lord will look after us, folks. The Lord will look after us. God is a faithful God who shall establish us. You know, for God to bless us doesn't mean he's going to make us millionaires. It don't mean he's going to give us all our wishes and wants. He's going to give us what we need. Sometimes he gives us our wishes and wants. But sometimes our wishes and wants gets us in trouble.
Amen. Amen.
Moses was a faithful man, God says. My servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in all my house. Numbers 12:7. Moses did everything God told him to do. God said Moses was faithful. Think about Moses out in the wilderness, was told to build a tabernacle so they would have a place to worship God out there for 40 years in the wilderness. And they had to build a tabernacle, but God showed them the pattern that was in heaven, and they built the tabernacle on earth after the pattern in heaven. Therefore, it was built right. And Moses was faithful to see that that was carried out. God, think about the responsibility Moses had. And they had no way to communicate other than word of mouth. Word of mouth. And maybe 2, 3, 4 million people out there in that wilderness. That's a crowd, folks, to have to deal with. In Psalms 31:23, boy, this is a good one. The faithful are preserved, God says in his word. The faithful are preserved. Psalms 31:23. O Lord, O love the Lord, all ye his saints, for the Lord preserveth the faithful. Boy, I like that. The Lord preserveth the faithful. Did you know if you're really living with all your heart for the Lord, there's a lot of things won't happen to you, will happen to the unfaithful Christian. Did you hear what I said? If you're living faithful for the Lord, there's a lot of things that won't happen to you that will happen to the unfaithful Christian. Because God preserves you. Oh, love the Lord, all his saints. We're to love the Lord. Love the Lord. Love the things of the Lord. Love the people of the Lord. Love the work of the Lord. It's the greatest work in the world, because it's an everlasting work. All the other works is going to be consumed one day. For the Lord preserveth the faithful, and plenteous rewardeth the proud doer. The proud are going to be rewarded with what they don't want. His Lord said unto him, well done, good faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. And I forgot to write down where that verse was at. But that's in the New Testament, where God says to that faithful servant, well done, good and faithful servant. And you know what? When we leave this world to go be with the Lord, the best thing you can ever hear is the Lord say, well done. Because you live faithful. Faithful for the Lord. Everybody won't hear that, folks. Everybody won't hear that. God is something else, too, that's so precious to us. He's faithful to forgive us. Amen? You need forgiveness? I don't know about you, but I ask the Lord every day, more than one time sometime, forgive, forgive. You know, we have sins of ignorance. We sin, don't even know it. Amen? God is faithful to forgive. 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, we got to acknowledge we're a sinful creature. Folks, we're a sinful creature. Our nature hadn't been changed. We're selfish. I bet you're selfish, ain't you? Right? Amen?
Amen.
Yeah. We're selfish creatures. If we confess our sin, He's faithful and just to forgive our sins. The Bible says, and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Praise God. To cleanse us from all unrighteousness. In Revelation 19:11, I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called faithful and true, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. One of these days, the faithful one's going to ride out of heaven on a white stallion. He's going to take over this world, set up his kingdom. It's going to be a righteous rule. There won't be what we got today in our own government. Boy, I tell you what, our government is so corrupt. I mean, on every angle, in every party. They got so much corruption today. It's pitiful, folks, what's going on in our government. That's not out for the public to know about. The cover-ups that's going on. It's sad. But the faithful one is going to come in one day. He's going to make everything right. Praise God. Won't it be wonderful to live in a day when everything's right, folks? When you can trust everybody? When there won't be wrongs and evils abounding and going on? All of that will be history. That day's coming. There's a new world coming. For our faithful God who promised it is going to bring it to pass. Praise God for a God. God's got the ability, the power to do it. And I'm so glad I can preach it. I can preach it. Since we're the sons and the daughters of God, we're called to be faithful. And one day we will see for ourselves the most faithful one, our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you ever think about that day when we get to see the Lord? the faithful one, the one that loved us, the one that's kept us, and the one that's going to bring us into heaven one day. He's going to have to take us into heaven. You can't climb up a Jack and the Beanstalk like the fairy tale and get to heaven. You can't build a Tower of Babel and go to heaven, folks. You can't get on a rocket ship and go to heaven, folks. But God's going to take us there one day. And you know what I like about it? You ain't going to get wore out getting there. You're going to be there. Time you leave this world, you're going to be there. Amen. You know, you go on a long trip. When you get there, you're wore out. Amen. You're not going to be like that going to heaven. You're going to be refreshed when you get there. Amen. Amen. Do you see how important it is, church, to be faithful? Jesus said you're going to reap what you sow, more than you sow, later than you sow. You're going to reap what you sow. God is faithful to bring the sunshine and the rain. Today, it's so beautiful. This week has been. Tomorrow, there's the promise by the weather man. It's going to rain. God may give us some rain tomorrow. But he sends it when it comes. God is faithful to love you every day. No matter how you act or what you do, he still loves you. Isn't that nice? Ain't that nice? No matter what you do, he still loves you. What a God. What a God. God is faithful to be with you if you are one of his children. God is with you wherever you go. Closer to you than your breath is God. That's awesome. God is faithful to save every person who asks to be saved. God saves every person that asks to be saved. He's faithful. That's what he wants to do. That's why he sent Christ. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Yes. God's faithful to save that lost man, that lost woman. All they have to do is admit they need to be saved, that they're a sinful creature. God promises to save them. God wants to save them. And God would have already saved them if they'd have asked him. Amen? Are you saved? Are you faithful now serving the Lord? Do you need today, do you need to make adjustments in your life? Remember what the scripture said? It's required that a man, a woman, be faithful. It's required. And by that standard and that standard alone, we'll be judged. How faithful have we served our God? How faithful have we lived for him in this world? May God speak to hearts today. As we stand together. You know, now's a good time to say, Lord, I've just not been that faithful person I ought to be. Now's the time to tell him. He already knows. Now's the time to pray for that soul that needs salvation that you know about. Now's the day to make commitments to the Lord and right the wrongs.